This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
The latest nurse to contract Ebola in Dallas was allowed to fly to and from Cleveland, even though she told the CDC she had treated Thomas Eric Duncan and was running a slight fever.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. As you heard, the second Dallas healthcare worker has been diagnosed with Ebola, and she did travel Monday on a Frontier Airlines flight. Health officials announced this yesterday, and they are contacting passengers from the flight to alert them as to what happened. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention asking all 132 passengers from Frontier Flight 1143, which landed at 8:16 p.m. Monday after a flight from Cleveland to Dallas-Fort Worth, to call the CDC at 1-800-232-4636. Meanwhile, Amber Vinson has been transported to Emory Hospital in Atlanta for further treatment. In his commentary today on BlackAmericaWeb.com, the great Michael Kottman says, blame a brother. Concerns about Ebola more political than practical. 3 weeks before Election Day, Republicans are hoping to rally the GOP faithful and cripple the president with a scary one-word campaign ploy. That is Ebola. A man who served nearly 30 years in prison for murder and was ordered freed yesterday after prosecutors concluded he falsely confessed when he was 16 years old. David McCallum and the late Willie Stuckey's convictions were thrown out Wednesday as the Brooklyn District Attorney Kenneth Thompson's requested of that. He said that their convictions hinged on untrue confessions made by teenagers, rife with inaccuracies and peppered with details seemingly supplied by police. And their cause was championed by the late Reuben Hurricane Carter.
How long was he in jail?
30 years.
30 years.
A man who served nearly 30 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Five tornado touchdowns confirmed in Metro Atlanta yesterday, and they said that one of the touchdowns was in Alpharetta, caused damage in several areas. There was also on the west side of East Point, and they're looking at other tornadoes in Fulton and East Cobb counties, as well as tornadoes in Vinings and one around Camp Creek. And Hurricane Gonzalo bears down on Bermuda. The powerful system strengthened to Category 4 early today as it's churning through the North Atlantic, speeds up to 140 miles an hour. And finally, let's hear it for the girls. It has been announced that Robin Thede has been named the head writer of Comedy Central's new late-night franchise, The Minority Report, with Larry Wilmore. It was announced yesterday.
Good.
Of course, it has been announced earlier that Larry Wilmore has taken over this late-night spot. And recently, she was the head writer on The Queen Latifah Show and wrote for Chris Rock at the 2014 BET Awards. And also, congratulations to Jasmine Lofton. She is a graduate of HBCU Prairie View A&M, and she is going to be the guest DJ, DJ 4.0 on 106 and Park this afternoon.
I like that.
Those are your headlines.
DJ what?
4.0. You like it. I like that.
I wish I'd have thought of that name. I had nowhere near 4.0. But.
What would you have been? DJ what? Would you have been a 2? 1.75?
1.75, I'll take that. 16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.